Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're visiting with social impact entrepreneur Terry Maxwell, the CEO and founder of Shift Go, where they succeed on purpose and promote on purpose. And Terry, thanks for joining us here today.
Eric, it's great to be here.
Terry, certainly appreciate your time and coming out to be with us here today. So for starters, a recent study tells us that an astounding 75% of Americans believe that simply making money is no longer enough justification for a business to exist. They should impact society in a positive way as well. What do you make of the statistic, and how does that impact your work as a socially impactful serial entrepreneur?
Yeah, and you know what's funny is 15 years ago, I had that same realization for myself, and I sold my business that was really a business only about making money, started over with this crazy idea. There had to be a way to both make money and do good, and lo and behold, I found a whole community of others, conscious capitalism, the B Corp movement, ASBN, the American Sustainability Network. And what I found is that there were millions of other people on that same journey that believed there has to be a way to both make money and do good. And now more and more companies and corporations are making that same commitment and trying to do business that also does good.
Good stuff right there. And I'm sure you've already motivated listeners tuning in here today. Now, for our listeners' understanding, how do you define a purpose-driven company or one that would be considered to have a social impact?
You know, the funny thing is a lot of people assume that it has to be a not-for-profit organization, and it really doesn't. The vast majority of social impact companies are now for-profit. They just do business in a different way. And some people call it stakeholder capitalism, where they're trying to make their employees' lives better. They're trying to make their community better. They're trying to serve their customers in a different way. And the easiest way to tell a social impact business is, are they focused more on making money or doing good? And when they look at their product, is the product priced on value or is the product priced to make money? And once you begin to understand those two differences, you can quickly tell a social impact business from a non-social impact business. But the vast majority of them today are now for-profit companies, but they're designating a portion of their profit to do good in their community or for some social venture, and those companies tend to be equally committed to their employees as they are their customers, which is a very exciting move.
It sure is, and what an awesome move it is. Now, some people believe that doing social good means not driving material wealth or success. How would you reply to that?
You know, I really struggled with that when I first started, and I had been really good at growing companies, both my own and other companies as well. And I found a lot of the traditional ways of marketing and growing a company didn't work for a more purposeful or meaningful venture. But the beautiful thing is when you maintain a dual focus on purpose and profit, those profits can then be used for good. So the vast majority of social impact companies are just as profitable as those that you might find, you know, on Wall Street. It's just that they're committed to using those profits for also doing good.
Certainly do appreciate your visit with us here today. We're speaking with social impact entrepreneur Terry Maxwell, the CEO and founder of Shift Co. Succeed on purpose and promote on purpose here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what are some steps entrepreneurs can take to start understanding if their business can become one that is a purpose-driven business, and how would they start down that road to positive impact?
Yeah, it starts first with being internally focused and really thinking about your employees first. And I think one of the greatest examples was the founder of Small Giants, and his organization found in his own company that when he put his people first, they put their customers first. So it starts first with that, really taking a stakeholder capitalism view and saying, who are the stakeholders beyond the shareholders? How can I take better care of them? That's typically step one. And then step two is, now that we're doing that, how can we positively impact our communities or maybe a segment of our customer base in a more positive way? And then the third step is really looking at how those two things impact your profitability. And it's typically at that third step, when you're more profitable, but you're feeling like you're taking better care of your employees and taking better care of a segment that you wish to serve, that you can then take a portion of your profits and dedicate it for the social impact. And the reason why I encourage people to take those three steps is, if you just jump, which a lot of companies are doing, and it's kind of, it's being called social impact whitewashing, is what a lot of companies do is say, oh, you know, we're going to support this nonprofit and, you know, wow, we're doing good. But then they're not taking care of their employees and they're not taking care of those segments of their customer base. And typically what they find is that whitewashing or greenwashing in the sustainability world, it really just doesn't work. People can tell that you're really not telling the truth. So I always encourage folks that I'm coaching and consulting with, focus first on taking better care of your employees and their families. Once they're feeling better about the company and know that the company's really committed to them, now really focus on how do we collectively take better care of our customer segments. Then really focus on, now with the enhanced profits, because we're really focused on those things that mattered, with those enhanced profits, now how can you then give back to a social cause?
Great feedback there, and it's certainly most helpful as well. Thanks for that. Now, so tell us, and I'm sure listeners would be curious, what is your personal story and how did you become committed to growing success through entrepreneurialism with purpose?
Great question. So I grew up super poor, really in an abusive environment, and made my way out of that, found I had this natural gift for business, had this incredible career that resulted in helping taking an internet company public. So I made more money than I could ever imagine. Then after 2001, I started my own business and made sense. I built a consulting company that was a growth strategy company. And about 5 years into that, I had more money than I could imagine, but all I was doing was selling stuff and I felt like my soul was dying. So in 2008, I began the process of selling that business. Even though it was very successful, I sold it in pieces and started over with this simple idea. There has to be a way to do good and make money. And I didn't know how that was going to work. I didn't know what was, you know, going to make it work, but I just was committed to that path. Now, I made a ton of mistakes, and I started that journey in 2009. I made a ton of mistakes. I lost a lot of money. But when I really began to focus on those three steps that we talked about, first, making sure that it was a great place for my employees to work, second, doing a better job of taking care of our customers, then focusing on giving back, I found it way easier than I ever imagined.
That is some background story, and we really appreciate your sharing the brief version of that, and we certainly are appreciative of all your efforts as well and for joining us here today. Lastly, do you have one good tip that you'd like to share with our listeners as we conclude today?
Yeah, I would say there's two camps of people. There are those folks that are just starting a business today, and most of the global entrepreneurship research is saying that 3 out of 5 businesses that are started today globally are started to do good as well as make money. So if you're just starting out and you're focused on how can I do good in the world, don't forget about the making money part. And a lot of the folks that we see coming into Shiftco that are just getting started are so focused on their purpose, and profit feels like a negative thing to them. They see it as, or I can either do good or make money. So if you're just starting out, see it as and from the get-go, see it as and. For those founders that already have a successful business, that they're now feeling that pull to giving back to the community, what I would encourage them to do is to go back to those three steps. First, make sure it's a great place for your employees to work. Take better care of them, take better care of their families. Second, collaborate with them to then take better care of your customers. And then third, the enhanced profits that you'll see from that can then be used for social good. So it's a slightly different path depending on whether or not a founder is just getting started. In those cases, we find those folks really struggle with this what feels like a dichotomy between purpose and profit. For those folks, I say focus on the and. And then for those entrepreneurs that are already there and they want to give back, don't just jump to trying to do, invest in a nonprofit or something like that. Focus first on internally taking care of your team.
A great place to conclude here today. Terry, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. If listeners wanted to get more information on ShiftCo or anything else that you're doing, where's the best place to get further details?
Yeah, for those that are entrepreneurs that want to grow a purposeful business, they can visit shiftco.org. And then for those that are professionals that want to find a great place to work or figure out their purpose or their calling, they can visit succeedonpurpose.com.
And of course, listeners, you can find these links and other links within the show notes of this broadcast. Terry, all the best. And again, we thank you for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thanks for having me, and thanks for the work that you do as well.
Certainly appreciate you. Again, we've been speaking with social impact entrepreneur Terry Maxwell, the CEO and founder of ShiftCo. Succeed on purpose and promote on purpose. And for all the details, visit shiftco.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.